As we stand, let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we may be among those who build Jerusalem here. By your grace, your kingdom come through our lives and by our prayers. Amen. Please take a seat. So the rumour has reached me that Gordon's school is founded on the story of a hero and continues to commemorate that hero. Hero, is that a strong enough word? Superhero, would that be better? An extreme hero, perhaps, with a capital X? Today I want to speak to you about heroes and zeros. What makes a hero? Heroes are those who always make the decisive intervention at a moment when things are looking like they could all go badly wrong. The hero steps up or flies in and makes everything turn out right. The hero is at the center of a story that impacts thousands. No, not thousands, millions. Millions of other people who end up as the hero's adoring fans. She or he is described for their strength, for their courage, for their wisdom, possibly for their looks as well, but also for the great timing of their decisive interventions. They're often depicted in battle, traditionally as a soldier, in any case, prepared to risk death for the sake of a higher good. If they die, they die a noble death, in a situation where they faced the greatest danger, calling for the greatest courage. And now let's look at Charlie Gordon. His life and death is sometimes depicted as a colonial hero. He is the original action man who joined the army and served his country wherever there were battles to be fought. Woe betide, by the way, if you left him at home when there was a battle going on anywhere in the world. As a young officer, aged 23, in the Crimean War, he was honored for his bravery and intelligence. In China, before he was even 30, he became commander of the British troops, soon to be known as the Ever Victorious Army. Because of their success in suppressing civil war in China, which was the bloodiest war of the 19th century, barely talked about in the West, but claiming, wait for it, 20 to 30 million lives. And it was said of Charlie Gordon, he is a direct blessing from heaven. He is superior in manner and bearing to any of the other foreigners whom I've had contact with. He does not show outwardly that conceit which makes most of them repugnant. And Chinese Gordon only covers the first portion of his career. I myself have worked in Uganda and Sudan, where his name continues a legend for the way in which he worked to counter the Arab slave trade, despite making himself very unpopular in the corridors of Westminster. Yet utterly brilliant for his rapport in the Great Lakes region of East Africa, for example, with the remote Nuer and Dinka tribes people. So his appointment as Governor General of Sudan was radical. It was a triumph for the underdogs, from which position he fought to protect and preserve the Nile corridor from the horrific exploitation of the slave trade. His mission was to set people free, defending the weak, the innocent, and the vulnerable. Why? Because Jesus Christ sets people free, and he was determined to follow Christ. When it was announced in 1885 that this hero had died, as you will know the story, after 364 days of siege in Khartoum, there were crowds that burst out on the streets of London, threatening mayhem. They were so distressed. And now, at the risk of being extremely provocative, but being a good distance away from you, at least if you throw eggs at me, I do want to tell you another story about this hero that verges on a zero. I apologize if I'm wreaking havoc, I'm wrecking a reputation, but there is a sense in which your school is founded not only on a hero, but a zero. You see, he was the kind of man today you would call Marmite. The very same man can be painted in terms of the chaos he wreaked, the division he created, and indeed the failure he felt on a very grand scale, not just personal, but national and international. I'm not going to dare to name names in our contemporary world, but we all know those whose lives seem to draw controversy and indeed thrive on it. Let me read a few quotes about this same man. First of all, he was tactless. When in China, his great days as a military hero, the great emperor sent an entourage from the Forbidden City, who knows how many young men, all uniformed, carrying 10,000 silver coins and miles of very fine silk as a gift of honor, a rare gift of honor. What did he do? He turned it away because he would not accept a bribe, was his claim. Prime Minister Gladstone was utterly furious, and he continually disobeyed Gladstone's orders. A great failing for a general in the army to disobey orders. Quote, "With his many faults, his pride, his temper, and a never-ending fascination for money, shall we say he was difficult to get on with?" I think that's an understatement. Another quote, "Gordon was well known for being utterly obstinate. The joke was that Gordon and camels belong to the same race. They take an idea into their heads and nothing will take it out." Now, I want to put to you a really crucial question. How does the hero relate to the zero and vice versa? On the one hand, you may say the hero is the public image, the zero is in the conflict that is conveyed in his private letters, for example, to his sister. How does the hero relate to the zero? I think it's to do with the way a saint relates to a sinner. the greatest sinner may also be a saint. What do we do with a complex story of a human being who achieved great things and equally had some great failings? I admit, you can't easily call Gordon a saint. The story is far too complex. Many are those who have relished the evidence for calling him a sinner, but you cannot rest there. But nor can you judge a person from the size of the crowd that follows them, if you like, from the number of likes they get on Instagram. You may celebrate that, but don't be taken in by it. Look behind the fame, dig beneath the surface, develop your capacity for critical discernment. That's equally true for someone that everybody loves and someone they love to hate. Beware the rabble-rousing. Remember, the best man who ever lived got killed on Good Friday because of a crowd that were induced, a renter mob, whipped up for political purposes. Beware following the crowd. Might I give you my very best tip for discerning the real qualities of a person behind the hype? In fact, it's just what the Apostle Paul offers Timothy in the second lesson we heard today. Look at the life that is lived when the chips are down. How do they endure struggle and suffering? How do they continue to fulfill their calling? Are they willing to be poured out as a drink offering? In other words, do they fight the good fight and keep the faith to the very end? That is the evidence, I put it to you, for the quality of the character and the purpose behind someone's life, the proof of a life that is lived not just for themselves, but for the good of others. Whereas the hero lives at the center of their own story, a saint lives for a greater good, for God. Only God, seen in the example of Jesus Christ, instills the depth of character and strength of purpose that rescues a person from the faint praise of, as the first lesson puts it, famous men, to what is really real and lasts forever. Let me suggest to you that General Gordon's sterling was seen in the manner of that final siege and his death, when he was utterly determined to stand firm despite being betrayed and abandoned and isolated and tortured. He held firm to the end. In the manner of his death, I believe we may tentatively conclude that Gordon was not only a hero or a zero, but he was a saint as well as a sinner. So let me end by asking you the question: what sort of a person are you going to be? You and I, very human, we have the capacity to be heroes and zeros, saints and sinners, quite possibly compromised, yet simultaneously. That is the nature of being human. Being made in the image of God, instilled with the highest ideals and possibility, which means we all have the potential for greatness Indeed, we each have power, real power, that can be used for great good, yet equally can inflict great harm to ourselves as also to others. Because we are human, because we are sinners. How are you going to live? How is your life going to make a difference? What do you aim for? What sort of impact is the memorial of General Gordon going to have on you? Your tenure in his school, someone who benefits richly from the crowdfunding of those who gave their pennies to found a home, now a school, with which to remember the righteous deeds of one from whom there is much to learn, so long as we keep on discerning carefully and don't too easily dismiss anyone as a hero or a zero. Because it is among sinners that you and I will meet saints. However compromised or heroic is your life, you could be one of those saints too. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come, O Lord. Amen.